This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was compassionate and merciful towards his enemies. The people said to him, "On it's related that this is to do with the day of Uhud when they really suffered." And in some narrations, it's not mentioned at all. But in essence, some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum said to him, "O Prophet of Allah, why don't you curse the mushrikeen?" Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's reply was, he said, "Why don't you curse the pagans?" And this was after they had suffered greatly at their hands. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I have not been sent as one to curse. Rather, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a mercy. As Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have not sent you but as a mercy for the world." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a rahmah and a mercy for the world. Why wouldn't he be merciful and compassionate with his own loyal, dutiful, believing followers? He was compassionate towards them, merciful towards them. In fact, he was compassionate and merciful even towards his enemies, even towards the hypocrites. Even the munafiqeen, even the hypocrites, even those who had hurt him and insulted him, and hurt him in his family, attacked his honour and dignity. Even to those, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was forgiving and merciful. There was a young lad who was instrumental. He was a non-Muslim, but he used to frequent the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on occasions, do some work for him. And he was instrumental in hurting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the story or in the episode of his being affected and afflicted by sorcery and magic. Since the sorcerers, they required the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the only person who had access to that was this young non-Muslim lad who would frequent the house. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam underwent great pain, and he was affected deeply by that. And that's why Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas were revealed. But remarkably, even though he was identified and known as being instrumental in this whole episode, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought no retaliation against him. In fact, he left him alone. He left him alone. And there are countless such episodes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not. He was merciful and compassionate and caring even towards those who had hurt him and harmed him. He was like a father. Like a father to his ummah, a father to his nation. He was concerned about their welfare. He was compassionate towards them, merciful towards them. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have not sent you but as a mercy for mankind.